That's an amusing story, because it concerns wine. But it wouldn't be amusing if the American people acted that way in defending their freedom. If each man ignored his responsibility, comforting himself with the thought that everybody else would do their duty, be true to their heritage, and play the part of vigilant Americans. I know of no nation whose people rose up and demanded that the government take from them their freedom and rights. But I can name nations that lost all of their freedoms because people adopted the lazy, let George be it attitude. I pray that that shall never be said of us who have built so magnificent a nation on the foundations of freedom. I pray that we shall keep flowing through the arteries of America the rich and exhilarating wine of freedom. I pray that we shall never pollute it or allow others to pollute it with the poison of communism, socialism, or fascism. This is the duty and responsibility of each and everyone. Let no man carry a bottle of water to the wine barrel of freedom.
Mrs. Vogler. She'll answer it. Who has a question for her? Nobody?
Could you repeat the question?
Oh, yes. How did I find out how my husband, when my husband was arrested? Yes. I only found out about 4 or 5 days after he was arrested, that he was arrested. I knew nothing. I just knew that he had not come home when he was supposed to, and I tried to find out what had happened to him and that he was dead. The Hungarians refused to say anything about him. And then after 4 or 5 days, they announced over their radio and in their papers that he was passed. And that's how I knew he was alive. And I was actually very happy to see that he was in jail instead of being dead.
Well, who wants to ask Mr. Vogler a question?
I would like to ask Mr. Vogler another question.
Oh, well now. Mrs. Vogler isn't getting paid for this, you know. Directly.
I was interested to know what cooperation did you receive when you began to take steps to get your pain of liberty?
That's a good question. The question was, what cooperation did I receive when I tried to receive it? Well, it's a very long story, of course. I was quite desperate, and I must say very impatient. I made myself very unpopular with my impatience, because I figured that if I didn't get impatience, maybe nobody else would. And I
was promised that he would be out very soon, if I kept, you know, quiet and so forth and so on. But I asked for many things to be done, and they were not done. Maybe they had reasons, I don't know. But all I wanted to have was my husband back home, and I didn't care about the methods. I just didn't want him to be forgotten. I got cooperation. He was out anyway.
Question is, do I think that this is a type of blackmail used to obtain concessions in addition to it being a method for humiliating the United States? Well, the principal reason for my arrest, for the previous arrest of Wuhrman and Ballantyne, who were released in 5 days, was to humiliate the United States in the eyes of the satellite country, to show that Americans could be persecuted with impunity by those countries who were supported by Soviet Russia. Incidentally, it also, as they found out in my case, they were able to gain certain concessions. And that's a very bad practice to start, naturally. In the case of, now they have another American, and undoubtedly Czechoslovakia will want concessions. But principally it is the humiliation of the United States. That's the most important issue.